Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another week of Hero or Zero here on the Heroes for Hire podcast. My name is Sean Meehan, and joining me, as always, is my very best pal, my partner in crime, Mr. Connor Lawler.
I nearly choked to death in my own mouth while you were doing that intro, but I recovered, and now I'm seamlessly going into my intro.
Okay, and proceed with the rest of your intro.
That's it.
Okay, good. Good to know.
That's all I'm bringing.
That's all I need you to bring, buddy. That's all I need you to
bring. I just had a near-death experience, Sean. A bit of fucking sympathy, please.
Yeah.
Fucking
look, hell. I'm your best pal, Connor. I don't care. Choke
You're saying
anyone.
That too often, to be honest.
It sounds fake now at this point.
At this point, I'm starting to back off it.
Look, it's what's Hero or Zero, Connor?
Hero Zero is the show where we choose one comic book character every single week. We talk their good points and their bad points, and we generally just give you a bit of a rundown of everything to do with that character. Now, I normally choose DC characters. Mm-hmm. Sean normally chooses Marvel characters. Now, I was last week, I was suggested by one of our listeners, Kieran. He suggested I do the Green Lantern Chip, who was absolutely atrocious.
Horrible
and
character.
I never want to read anything more about Chip. I had to read multiple issues of Chip for that report, and I will never forgive him. The character Irk Kieran. But Sean, it is your week.
Yes. And I
please keep listening. Go
on. I've had a storied history of Hero or Zeros recently, in that I covered Psylocke, who's batshit insane. I've also covered Shrunken Bones and Gorilla Man, who are terrible characters. Now,
one of the worst episodes we've ever done. If you haven't heard it, I would recommend listening to it just to see hear me lose my mind and Sean go completely insane.
Yeah, it's pure chaos, but I love it. I have a choice for you, Connor, is that I can either cover another character called Gorilla Man, or or
do you know what? When I was promoting that show, I searched Gorilla Man Marvel, and another gorilla came up, and I thought...
presumably got Kenneth Hale, the other Gorilla Man.
I was so confused.
But the one that I'm hoping you pick, because this is the one I prepared a report on, is the character Domino, Connor.
I would love to listen... See, look, so, we all know what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if we want to keep the episode going, do I pick the one you've done the report on or pick the one that you've guessed?
Well, look, I've got the wiki page open for both, so we can.
I'm assuming the other Gorilla Man's wiki page is one paragraph.
It's actually quite storied. Like it's like he takes part in Secret Invasion. It's a whole thing. Very quickly, other Gorilla Man. He killed the previous Gorilla Man, who is a man who has all the powers of a gorilla. He's now the Gorilla Man. That's all you need to know about.
Wait, did he only get the powers once he killed the other Gorilla Man?
Yes.
So it's like a werewolf situation.
It's a Santa Claus situation. You don't get powers from killing the werewolf, Connor.
No, but you get powers from killing Santa. Damn it, I hate that both of those fictional things have equal merit.
Both of them are on the same level of truth.
How do you become a werecar?
Oh.
Please. I'm interested in knowing about Domino because, Sean, I'm feeling lucky this week. I'm interested to know what this is all about.
And this is coming out on Friday the 31st, so it's kind of like 13th, but, you know, reversed. Anyway. So, the woman who would become known as Domino was the result of a top-secret government breeding program intended to develop the perfect weapon. This might come as a shock, but there's a ton of programs where they experiment on mutants in Marvel Comics.
I feel like that is the origin of at least 50% of all Marvel characters.
Pretty much. And it's also reason to keep fighting as well, because they were wronged in the past.
Exactly. They have, and I guess the people that bring out the powers, they're always suspicious. Black suits, sunglasses indoors, bit fucking shifty.
Shady group, indeed. So this is also, this is taking place in the year of 1992, Connor. So it's cool 90s Marvel, you need to know. So, this was the Super Soldier Program, Project Armageddon. She was subjected to tests by Dr. Rossini, and the tests were meant to like enhance her strength, enhance her agility, all the rest of it. But Domino was the only test subject to actually survive. There were dozens of children, young adults in this program. Each one of them was marked as a test subject by a black tattoo over their eye.
I mean, it was called Project Armageddon and they did sign up to it.
No. They were taken from their families and mothers and forcibly experimented on.
That's a little more easy to handle why they signed up.
Exactly.
If when they were signing up, they were handcuffed, makes perfect sense. Also, is the project, I'm going to ask the question, I'm thinking maybe nobody else is, based off the Bruce Willis 90s movie Armageddon?
It is not. It is not, but I admire where your head's at there.
Is the movie based off this project?
Yes, 100%. Because of all the testing, Domino is a natural mutant, and so her, because of all the stress she was under, her mutant power manifested. I'll get into this more in the powers and abilities section, but her power is that she has good luck.
Which wouldn't manifest as anything, really.
No, but it would mean that, like, things would just go her way, like someone.
I mean, in terms of like after the experiments, they are kind of looking at her, going, "Nothing happened."
She
just looks normal.
Exactly, and because they can't quantify this power, she's deemed to be a failure in the project. Basically,
okay.
So, Domino's biological mother has a change of heart and breaks her out of Project Armageddon, like sneaks her out under cover of darkness, leaves her at a church with Father, I'm going to butcher this name, Father Rudolfo Boschelli, in the Church of the Sacred Heart in Chicago, Connor.
Okay.
Domino eventually ran away from the church and became a mercenary. So.
And, I mean, is it lucky to be left in a church?
The luck power is, it's strange. Is that
hard to quantify?
It's very hard to quantify. There's a good attempt at it later on, but basically, it's not that things always work out right for her. Is if she tries to do something, it will most likely happen. So,
or it'll end up in the best possible scenario in whatever situation that she's in.
Yeah, but like she needs to consciously do it. So say, like, she's in a cartoon, and say a piano is about to fall on her. If she just stays still, she's going to get crushed to death by a piano. But if she moves even slightly to get away from it, it will work out that she escapes that falling piano.
Because a gust of wind will blow it just an inch or more to the left.
Exactly.
Out of her way.
Something ridiculous could happen, like a hang glider could come in and sweep it out of the way.
Okay.
If she was trying to dodge a hail of bullets, she would move, and she moved and she was trying to avoid them, she would move in such a way that she avoids all the bullets.
But, so she's like, she's invincible, but she has to know that she's in a situation in which she could be harmed.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. If she's just going about her day and a sniper is trained on her, she could easily be killed.
Oh, okay. Cool, cool, cool.
So, later she takes a contract working for the NSA, and Domino was assigned to guard the genius Dr. Milo Thurman, whose analytical ability made him too dangerous for the government to let him roam free. So this dude's like a master tactician. If any other organization had him, the US would be at a disadvantage.
Okay.
So over time, Domino and Dr. Thurman fell in love and were married, Connor. So
okay.
They got married. They were happy together.
Failed her first mission. I don't want to do a job application here, but she's clearly failed.
Look, she's going to guard him. She's going to guard him anyway.
Well, she's guarding him, all right.
After a raid on the facility by a company called AIM, the two of them were separated and eventually basically split up. So just to say, she was happily married at one point. For the longest time, we didn't know Domino's name. So she was Mrs. Thurman, or Beatrice Thurman was also a name that was floated, because Beatrice is the Latin, it comes from the Latin Beatus, which is lucky. So Marvel fans just started calling her Beatrice Thurman. Yeah, no.
I thought it came from the vegetable.
The beetroot, of course, the luckiest root.
of all the roots. What's the least lucky route? Canal.
The Panama Canal. Yeah. Or the Suez
Canal. No,
Route
Canal.
Oh, right. I thought you were talking about what's the...
I was sticking at the route bit. You didn't catch up with what I was doing.
R-O-U-T-E, man. R-O-U-T-E.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah,
no, that's fine. We'll sort this out later. So, most people would know Domino, I think, at this point, from Deadpool 2. Deadpool 2 is where they form a group called X-Force. And one of the earliest incarnations of X-Force came from a group called the Wild Pack, which was led by Cable. And it was basically a mercenary group that was just going around. So the Cable was contracted by a guy called Mr. Tolliver. Now, Mr. Tolliver, I don't know if we've talked about him before. He's called Tyler Dayspring. And he's Apocalypse. He's a very powerful mutant man.
Sorry, do that intro again. I'd really like to hear how Mr. Dayspring is Apocalypse.
Like, he's just a super powerful mutant. He was born in the future, now he lives in the past.
So he is the Apocalypse, or he's a character, or he is Apocalypse the character?
No. He just has been Apocalypse before.
Of course. Oh, yeah, obviously. I understood what you were... Did he have, like, the four horsemen of Death
of Dayspring
and all that stuff?
He goes by Tolliver, and he's doing business deals and stuff at this point. He's an arms dealer.
It's one of those characters that they've clearly retconned at least six times.
Yeah.
And he's just around, and he has his name Tolliver, but that's not either of his first or his second name, and also he was Apocalypse for a little bit.
There's also a bunch of Tollivers in Marvel Comics. Like, I don't know why. It's that and Gorilla Man.
We want the Tolliver report. Release the Tolliver cut.
Stop it. Stop it now. So, he was... Mr. Tolliver was an arms dealer, and they used Cable's orbiting space station, the Grey Malkin, as a means of teleporting or body sliding in and out of situations. So Cable as well is from the future, so he has this Star Trek-style, you know, beaming technology that can beam the mercenaries in and then beam them back out again. Okay? That's all you need to know there.
He's got a teleporter. That's all you need to know.
Exactly. Now, on a mission in Afghanistan, the Wild Pack, now going by the Six Pack, learned that Strife...
Way with the lads.
On the lads.
On the lads.
And they learned that Strife, which is an alternate reality version of Cable, was in charge of Mr. Tolliver's opium roots.
I got to be honest with you. I'm really going to be honest with you. You haven't mentioned Domino for, first of all, 5 minutes.
Well, this is the thing.
What always happens in all of your reports is you start off strong, and then about 10 minutes in, you go on a wild tangent with six other characters none of them are the character you start with.
This is the characters I'm left with in Marvel. Like, they're all just this, that they pop
So Strife is Cable, but they're alternative versions of Cable.
Yeah, also, but they're all in the six-pack, and Domino's in the six-pack. That was the first... It was the first sentence of this paragraph.
The six-pack used to be called the wild pack.
Used to be called the wild pack, yeah, but then they changed it to six-pack.
How are you not picking this up, Connor?
Come on.
So obvious.
I'm not the crazy one here. So, they were contracted to take out Soviet armoured characters that were in the way of... armoured carriers, excuse me, that were in the way of the opium route. So the route that they smuggle opium on was controlled by the Russians at the time. After a brief battle, Strife, who's bad Cable, teleported away. Cable, who's good Cable, scrapped the mission, being like, we're done here, and the team didn't like this, okay?
Good Cable, who is good Cable, says we need to leave.
Oh, look, I'm really doing my best here.
Where's Domino?
Domino is just in the group at this point.
Okay, cool.
So... what happens basically is that there's this weird power struggle going on in the six pack. People don't like Cable, but he's technically the boss and he has all of the technology. They go after Strife, who's bad Cable, to just track him down. They're going to beat him. They're going to defeat him, right?
Just beat the shit out of him.
They enter an underground bunker. The six pack battle their way to a control room where one of the members, called Hammer, begins to download secret information. I need you to remember this is in 1992. They download secret information onto a compact disc, Connor.
Sorry, what's a compact disc?
A CD.
Does Hammer not even know that floppy disks exist?
Oh, but this is 1992, Connor. It's cutting-edge technology.
Sorry, it's cutting-edge technology. On the CD, what CD are we talking? Like an 8 megabyte one, or what's the story?
No, we're talking full 700 megs, just R now, not RW. You wouldn't get away with RW.
Oh, no, we're not going fucking wild. He walked in with a PlayStation 2 memory card.
I paid 30 quid for an 8 megabyte memory card. Oh, what a scam.
What a scam.
So, while waiting for the disc to finish downloading, Strife teleported behind Kane, who's another one of the members, and grabbed him by the neck, demanding that Hammer gives over the CD.
Oh, that's classic Hammer behaviour. Here we go. What's Hammer going to do?
Before Hammer could give Strife the CD, Cable shot him from behind.
Shot Hammer?
Shot Hammer, because he's like, you're betraying us, you're going to give Strife, who's evil me, the CD.
I hope he said that. You were about to give evil me the CD, so I had to shoot you, Hammer. Called Hammer. A grown man whose name is Hammer. I'm going to shoot you.
So Strife grabs the disc using telekinesis, Connor. And
why did he need to hold them up if he had telekinesis?
Who knows? Who knows why he does what he does? He's a wild card.
He just didn't like Hammer.
So he grabs the disc using telekinesis and also sets off a self-destruct on the bunker. Cable teleported away back to his ship, leaving the six-pack to fend for themselves.
The five-pack.
The five-pack now.
Four-pack.
Four.
Because Hammer's also gone.
Hammer's dead.
Cable is gone and Hammer's shot. He is dead as a doornail. So there's four left. And are they back to Wolfpack or are they still Hammer? The Hammer Pack
in his honour.
They call the Hammer Pack.
They all go their separate ways at this point. They're like, okay, this whole thing is done.
What, like they all just walk in four different directions and the building blows up while they're in it?
No, it blows up and they all survive. But like they're just like, okay, we're fucking done here now. And Domino just goes back to being a regular mercenary. But that was her first experience on a team that would lead to her joining X-Force later. Sometime later, Mr. Tolliver abducted Domino, replacing her with the shape-shifting mutant Copycat so as to spy on Cable's activities. Cable is back in now.
So this is good Cable. Good Cable's still around. Bad Cable's still out.
Exactly. Exactly. Bad Cable's still out. Cable at this time is head of X-Force. So he's in charge of X-Force. By the way, I
don't want to confuse you, but there's also now a bad Domino.
Yeah. Yeah, there is.
There's a good Cable and a bad Domino. Now they're in the same team because good Domino has been kidnapped by Tolliver, who used to be Apocalypse.
You're fucking nailing this, man.
I'm on a fucking roll, lad. I'm on a roll. It's Friday afternoon. My brain is working full speed.
And so what happened then is that Domino was watched over and tortured by a guy called Pico Halfganigan, who is just, he's nothing. He works for Mr. Tolliver. But she was kept locked away for more than a year while Copycat lived her life.
Not bad Domino.
So bad Domino is going on all these X-Force adventures, building a rapport with the team. Meanwhile, she's bad Domino. Real Domino is chained up in a basement somewhere.
But bad Domino doesn't have the power of luck. So would the other team not notice when, you know, she gets seriously harmed in certain situations?
No one really knows the extent of Domino's luck power, is the thing.
She can just kind of wig it.
She was just hired because she's a good mercenary.
Okay, cool.
So arriving at the base, Cable shot Pico Halfganigan and found Domino in chains. After rescuing Domino, the pair battled Deadpool, and Tolliver was seemingly killed in a helicopter explosion. Domino was then tasked with tracking down the rest of X-Force. She did this, along with Ryan bringing together Grizzly and Hammer. Hammer survived, by the way.
Yes! Who, fucking Hammer!
And these all formed the version of X-Force. Domino was asked to join X-Force. Reluctant to work alongside people who knew Copycat as Domino. So she was like, listen, there's been an X-Force where everyone's like, that's Domino, that's what she's about. I don't know if I want to do that. She was talked around and she basically became a member of the team.
To be fair to her, there's also another team where Hammer was shot in the head. So, and Hammer's still around. So if I was Hammer, I'd be thinking, I would just join up. Like, having a duplicate is actually probably slightly better than being shot in the face. I just think in the scale of things.
Yeah, I would say so. I would, but you can be shot in the face. Mutants at the minute, by the way. Mutants at the minute can just die and come back. Like,
what?
In universe, they're just reborn on Krakoa every time they die. Like,
wait, like, as in, like, regeneration?
As in, like, new body, same mind, same powers.
So like, same memories.
Same
Not
memories.
Even, like, baby version of them.
No, like, no downside. You just die.
Where's
and you come
drama?
Back. I don't know. It's this whole thing that, like, Krakoa is just this mutant nation that is just so fucking advanced, and it's formed by Magneto and Professor X team up because basically they had someone from the future telling them it was the only way that mutants would survive the whole thing. But mutants just don't die now. They just come back to life the whole time.
I mean, the only way you save that is, well, another writer's going to come in and just blow that whole thing up. But, I mean, you slightly twist it and like have like a Lazarus Pit situation where every time they come back, they maybe lose some of their powers or they become crazier or
yeah, like
something.
There might be some element of that. I haven't read it in a while. It's the last one I read was like the Hellfire Gala stuff.
Okay.
But the whole thing is that it's framed as like a reason to invade Krakoa. It's like they've cured death. So there's a whole anti-mutant side of it. And you know what? I can see the argument.
You
I can
know what?
See
if
the
they
argument.
Can cure death immediately.
So, and that's very high level. I'm not getting into it. But that's kind of, Domino then just kind of pops up in a bunch of other stories.
And is Hammer around when she pops up?
Like, Hammer's around every time. Hammer and Domino, that classic combo.
I feel like Hammer and Domino are a bit of a dynamic duo that nobody talks about.
I think so. They're like, there's something going on under the surface kind of thing.
Like, he's always getting shot in the face. She never gets shot in the face because she's so lucky. And then they just combine together to make, like, the regular odd couple.
Exactly. I'm just going to skip straight on to powers. Because
okay.
Her main power is probability manipulation. So she has the ability to subliminally and psionically initiate random kinetic phenomena that affect probability in her favour by making improbable but not impossible things occur within her line of sight, thus causing her to have good luck and her opponents to have bad luck.
It's one of those powers that is very MacGuffin-y or very... You write it to whatever the situation is, so it's as powerful as it needs to be or as weak as it needs to be if you're looking for peril or if you're looking for the big heroic moment.
Exactly. Like there's a few examples. Like the phenomenon can be anything from having an enemy's equipment fail as they try and attack her, to hitting just the right switch with a stray shot to shut down an overloading nuclear reactor.
Yeah, so like, it could be anything.
It could be anything. It's improbable, not impossible. It has to be, like, the nuclear reactor can't just turn into ice cream. It has to be something.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, improbable covers a whole bunch of shit. Like, if it has a 0.00000001% chance of happening, it can still happen. It's not impossible.
Exactly.
It's just improbable that it will happen. Like for example, piano's fallen. What are the chances that a plane will swing by at that exact moment and then that will hit the piano? Probably very low,
but
it can still happen.
It could happen, yeah. So, and this is, it's subconscious, so it constantly emanates from her body at all times. However, it is also largely participatory. So in order for the luck to take effect, she must engage in an action whose chance she can affect. And this is where I'm saying if debris was falling from the sky, she would still be hurt if she stood still. If she tried to avoid it, she would move perfectly to avoid each and every piece of debris that was coming down on her.
But like, it could be literally anything. Like, if she just wants it to happen, it will happen.
Exactly. And this is my favourite example, is that the only way to activate it is what you said earlier. She has to be in a position where she knows she could be harmed. She was practicing the control over her ability for years and recently had shown results of this training when she caused a lightning bolt to hit two sentinels.
What?
Because it'd be unlikely for a lightning bolt to hit them right now. But
yeah, but also if they stay alive, I'm going to die and I don't want to die.
Exactly. So she... That's one where she manifested a lightning bolt. Not something happened that she didn't plan for. She was like, a lightning bolt would be the best thing for me right now.
Right. So now that's kind of an adaption rather than just a random thing that could help or it might not help. It's like a mystery box.
Exactly, yeah. It could be good, could be bad. But like, if she can control it, then it's like she knows the end result.
But also, like, even just to go back to the piano thing, like, the plane flying past would save her, but it could fly into a building a mile away because it's flying so low to the ground and kill 100 people. But she is still lucky because she didn't want to die in that exact moment.
Yeah.
Whereas the mystery box, that's just what popped up.
Exactly. And it's done really well in Deadpool 2, where like all the the truck chase scene and all of that, where untold damage being done to the city and the civilians around her, but she's fine the whole time.
Which is actually, you could turn that into like a really fucked up story of like the people around her keep dying because she's, the bullets won't hit her, but they're still standing around her. So
yeah,
they will hit them.
So like trying to shield someone in an orphanage or something.
Yeah, like it's something that you could do really cool stuff with, but also you could be really lazy with, depending on how it's written.
Yeah, exactly. And so this also gives her enhanced agility and reflexes. So what happens is that her brain releases a pulse down her spine to guide her movements in some situations. So it's pure reflex. There's no thought that has to go into it on her end. So that also augments her natural reflexes when she's not in that mode, say. She's just heightened anyway.
Okay. So as in like, her body just moves without her even knowing what's happening.
Yes. It just takes over. She goes ultra instinct and just...
She goes Super Saiyan. Like.
Goes Super Saiyan, like, and just lets it happen.
Cool.
It's really cool. It's like spider sense in that way, where it's just like, it'll avoid the attack for you nearly. She's also a master markswoman, master assassin, master martial artist, expert acrobat, and is... also proficient with firearms and knives, and she also carries a staff that can be used for balance when jumping, basically.
Best friends with hammer as well.
Best friends with hammer. Oh, that's also, but, yep, that's in the trivia.
But really against evil Cable, but big ups, big thumbs up to good Cable.
But, oh, loves good. Well, sometimes loves good Cable. Sometimes they're in a relationship. Sometimes they're trying to kill each other. It's your classic scenario. But she's a really cool character. It's just that her origin, because it's like that 90s, early 90s Marvel, it's just a bit messy, like to get everything down on paper, basically.
Mm. And I think that a lot of them have that problem, is because they kind of ran out of... They're a scientist who tests on themselves,
yeah.
And then they became, there's other scientists testing on them to like bring out the mutant gene.
Yeah, exactly. And like the mutant stuff is already can be confusing enough, but like when you add in science and government and shady corporations into that, it's just another level.
But I suppose it's an inbuilt thing of they already have an enemy, like ready to go, like the first Deadpool movie. Like,
yeah.
It's just really easy that like there's an inbuilt enemy the minute he gets out because he's tortured. It's a terrible place to be, but he survives and then he's got to go get some revenge.
Yeah, and same with like Russell's character in Deadpool 2 is like this horrible, horrible children's home that he was a part of that he wants to tear down and destroy.
Yeah. I think Domino's a really cool character in terms of like you can do a lot with her. As well. Like, I think she can be one-dimensional, but I also think you can do some really fucked up shit.
Yeah.
With someone with that power. Like, a power that seemed really, really helpful, but can be really detrimental to everybody else.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the kind of, like, if you take the surface level, and then you go beyond that, and it's like, okay, but how could you practically apply this?
Because especially if she wants to be a hero. Because, like, the whole point of being a hero is you're selfless.
Exactly.
Whereas her power is completely selfish because it saves her no matter what.
There's one character, I'll briefly say it, it's a character called Forget-Me-Not in X-Men. Who no one ever remembers, but he decides to be a hero anyway. Like, he could just rob banks and get away with it. But he's like, no, I'm going to help.
And Professor X, you mentioned a few weeks ago, Professor X has the thing that he has a reminder for himself.
Yeah, every 20 minutes. Just like, Forget-Me-Not exists.
Because, like, I just think, yeah, it's a cool character power that you can do a lot of things with as well, which is good, because I'd like to see her in more stories, though. I think she's a cool character that can be used more rather than just even in the X-Force.
Yeah, like, I would love to see her have just a run of her, like what they did for Hawkeye, just a run of her living her life with these powers active as well.
And, like, trying to not save herself. But like there's still, but no matter how much she's like, I really don't want to survive this. I'd prefer if they survive. There's still something in her deep down that's like, well, I wouldn't like to
still
die
has that
myself.
Survival instinct, like
there's the survival. She's like, I still wouldn't like to die. And there's just that one tiny thing. If she's 99% like, I want to save the child, and even 1% like, but I also still don't want to die myself. And her powers just automatically
the brain
save
just clicks
her,
in and just and then she's 10 feet away on a rooftop. Like,
oh fuck, you could do such cool stuff with it.
You could. We should write one.
No, well, maybe not.
Not us.
That was a great report, Sean. Well done.
Thanks, bud. Do you want to take
us? That was your most normal report, and that was still a bit. You nearly lost it.
Yeah,
but
no,
you got it back.
Fell down in the middle with evil Cable and good Cable, I think.
But much better than Shrunken Bones and Gorilla Man.
Look,
I must
poor
say,
Shrunken Bones.
Shrunken Bones. If you'd like to give a listen to any of the other episodes we've done hundreds of Heroes or Zeros, all covering DC and Marvel characters. As we mentioned, you can go back and listen to Sean's old last two Marvel characters, because they're just really, I would listen to Psylocke and then move on to Shrunken Bones. You can see a carry on of just his shithousery and just breaking all the rules that he's set up with of no body swaps. And if you want to listen to some DC characters, you can of course do that as well. It's all in our backlog and Spotify, iTunes, all that stuff. We have a Patreon, which is patreon.com/heroesforhirepodcast, and there's loads of people over there taking part in, there's extra exclusive merch over there. You also have movie reviews every single month, which are just exclusive to the Patreon. There is one coming out, or has come out, not quite sure the timeline.
It'll be
coming out
soon.
Tonight, or it came out yesterday.
Yeah, that's how it works. I don't
But we've recorded it anyway. But it's coming out at some stage. We are going to be covering Green Lantern for this month's movie review. Which we go back and review old superhero movies, see if they still hold up. I don't think this will, somehow.
Everyone's favourite Ryan Reynolds superhero film.
Exactly. Speaking of Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds is Green Lantern.
Hey, there's the link.
We also have a merch store if you want to go down to that there. Every link is down below if you want to check out all that stuff. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Could you give us a like on Spotify? That would really help us out. And most importantly, if you could just tell one human being that we exist.
And one evil human being as well.
I'm the evil one, definitely.
Yeah, I'm the good
boy. Lawler.
I'm Sean Mason.
I'll see y'all next week, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.